Since way back, know I got skill. Tryna stay still, call it Savasana. Calling the drop my nut, I can't pay these bills. Tired of a world where these cats ain't real. Call it the real world, man, you for real. All I really want is a meal. Got a record deal, but still broke as ever, broken leather. I gotta make it, whether or not I get cheddar. I'm still gon' take shit, scrape shit. Yeah, make shit, make do, breakthrough, take two. If I gotta do it one more time, I'm worth it. Low, low, low.
Certified. The Muffin Man is seated at the table in the laboratory of the Utility Muffin Research Kitchen. Reaching for an oversized chrome spoon, he gathers an intimate quantity of dried muffin remnants, and brushing his scapular aside, proceeds to dump these inside of his shirt. He turns to us and speaks. Some people like cupcakes better. I, for one, care less for them. Arrogantly twisting the sterile canvas snoot of a fully charged icing anointment utensil, he puts forth a quarter-ounce green rosette. Let's try that again. He puts forth a quarter-ounce green rosette near the summit of a dense but radiant muffin of his own design. Later, he says, Some people, like cupcakes exclusively, while myself, I say, there is not, nor ought there be, nothing so exalted on the face of God's gray earth as that prince of foods, the muffin.
Girl, you thought it was a man, but it was a muffin. He hung or down till you found that it didn't know nothing. Was a man, but he only was a puffin. No cries was heard in the night as a result of him stuffing.
Fowler on trombone, Napoleon Murphy Brock on tenor sax and lead vocals, Jerry Bozio on drums, Tom Fowler on bass, Denny Wally on slide, George Duke on keyboards, Captain Beefheart on vocals and soprano sax and madness. Thank you very much for coming to the concert tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.
Stuffy.
it's Mission Moon for Studs Lego. He's off to pioneer the empty spaces of the moon with Lego, his wonderful building bricks.
Build bridge.
Lego build it.
Lego build
it.
Lego build it. Build moon tractor.
Lego build it.
Lego build it. Build missile defense center.
Lego build it.
Lego, the wonderful building toy, builds a whole wide world for you. It's Mission Moon for Studs Lego. He's off to pioneer the empty spaces of the moon with Lego, his wonderful building bricks.
Build bridge.
Lego builds it.
Build moon tractor.
Lego builds it.
Build missile defense center.
Lego builds it.
Lego, the wonderful building toy, builds a whole wide world for you.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Extra Man Show. My name is Mabel and you're listening to Kaechung Radio, 1630 AM. We just listened to a song by Daphne Oram. It's actually a song. It's in a CD compilation that she made, and it's called Lego Builds It. Before that, of course, was Frank Zappa with Muffin Man. And before that, we listened to this new band that I just heard about today called Ganja Sufi with their song The Lows. I opened up the set with a song by a band called Sun City Girls. They're actually pretty good. They have a million fucking songs on YouTube. If you like that first song, then you should check them out. The song was called Wild World of Animals. Yeah, so stay tuned. Coming up, I'll play you some stuff by John Cage, maybe something by Lauren Connors or something. I don't know. We'll see. Right now I'll play you something by Douglas Wood called Moon Nightclub. Hope you like it.
Thank you. When I hear what we call music, it seems to me that someone is talking, and talking about his feelings or about his ideas of relationships. But when I hear traffic, the sound of traffic here on 6th Avenue, for instance, I don't have the feeling that anyone is talking. I have the feeling that sound is acting, and I love the activity of sound. What it does is it gets louder and quieter, and it gets higher and lower, and it gets longer and shorter. It does all those things which I'm completely satisfied with that. I don't need sound to talk to me. We don't see much difference between time and space. We don't know where one begins and the other stops. So that most of the arts we think of as being in time, and most of the arts we think of as being in space. Marcel Duchamp, for instance, began thinking of thinking of music as being not a time art, but a space art. And he made it a piece called Sculpture Musicale, which means different sounds coming from different places and lasting, producing a sculpture which is sonorous and which remains. People expect listening to be more than listening. And so sometimes they speak of inner listening. Or the meaning of sound. When I talk about music, it finally comes to people's minds that I'm talking about sound that doesn't mean anything, that is not inner, but is just outer. And they say, these people who understand that finally say, you mean it's just sounds? Thinking that for something to just be a sound is to be useless. Whereas I love sounds just as they are. And I have no need for them to be anything more than what they are. I don't want them to be psychological. I don't want a sound to pretend that it's a bucket or that it's a president. Or that it's in love with another sound. I just want it to be a sound. And I'm not so stupid either. There was a German philosopher who's very well known, Immanuel Kant. And he said there are two things that don't have to mean anything. One is music and the other is laughter. Don't have to mean anything, that is, in order to give us very deep pleasure. Oh, you know that, don't you? The sound experience, which I prefer to all others, is the experience of silence. And the silence almost everywhere in the world now is traffic. If you listen to Beethoven or to Mozart, you see that they're always the same. But if you listen to traffic, you see it's always different. Thank you.
Thank you. suddenly tall on the ruins is the clear stupor of immensity. And the man, bent over the water, surprised by the sun, makes himself out as a shadow, rocked by the water, and slowly shattered.
Well, that was Harry Parch with a song, well, not really a song. Whatever, his piece called Vanity. And yeah, he gets pretty intense sometimes. Anyway, before that we listened to Lauren Connors with her song Red Miles. And before that we listened to a few things by John Cage. One is just him, the first one was just him talking about just his ideas about silence and everything. And the second was jazz. And the second was his piece called Ocean of Sounds that I think is really beautiful. And it's one of his better known pieces. But yeah, the band that we listened to before that was called Clippa Kloppa. And the song was called Nana. It's also really, really relaxed, kind of mellow song. And yep, okay. Let's listen to something a little bit more interesting. I'll play you something called Brief Speech. And the music for this is actually by Noah Persevsky, and the word score is by John Turkin. However, some of the vocal samples are from Chris Mann. Yeah, okay, hope you enjoy it. It's kind of weird, but I like it. I don't know, I like the intensity. Enjoy!
Which part of it would mean the sum of tremendous lot of set? It's the sin of grace of use. Thought it all. I mean, theory was an attack of the self. God, you've got rational jealous. Makes it. Oh, which is to say that that. So, the pretty consistent some modeling on it's also process up to the whole. I mean, though they weren't ambivalent, give to witness.
Cure.
So,
it was supposed to
pretty console.
One
of don't even say, so is the fact that my reference is Adrizzle. And then. Says, well, thought it is. Theory of attack of this body. To some of that, so my pretty consistent modest themselves right to the whole. I mean, though they will give to cure. So, and then.
It was supposed to console.
Don't say, in fact, reference. It blocks a lot of humility. Do you not understand?
Do you?
Anyway, see my letter. The dead anyway, people don't know. Time, it's a tic-tac-tac-tac.
See? It's the... I can never know where to end up with it. It picks. Ooh, with the... 10, 10, 20 smiles. Come in. I can never know where... And then... It was... Something. Chris 70 in the argument for... Something. At the botwalk. In the argument for...
Rational law.
Give the witnesses the sum of part of
Do you not understand?
I do. seem to mean something particular. Mean something. Do you not understand? In the other one. But it
falls.
In the other one. So, I didn't know.
That was Noah Krashevsky. You just listened to a song called Free Speech. And before that, also a song by Noah Krashevsky. Song called Happy Ending. And yeah, he's a really interesting composer, kind of, maybe a little, I don't know, a lot of people say he might be out of his mind. I don't know, he's quite interesting. At least the kind of stuff that he uses in his composition, in his, like, at least his kinds of sounds that he uses in his compositions are really interesting. And they're not conventional at all. Neither is, well, there's nothing conventional about him, I guess. Well, anyway, I guess it's the end of the show, sadly. Yeah, I mean, you listen to The Extra Man Show. My name is Mabel, and this is K-Chung Radio, 1630 AM. So, yeah, let's finish up. The last song that I'm going to play you is going to be a little song by 3 Mile Pilot called Paralyzed. It's actually really cool. Stick around. Thank you.